Welcome back, fans in a row. My call's Deuce McAllister, and don't forget to join WWL for a special edition of the Newell Norman Show with Newell and Deuce McAllister live from Pelicans Media Day. That's Monday. We'll go live to Center Court for some up-close conversations with Pelicans leadership, Executive VP of Basketball David Griffin, GM Bryson Graham, and Head Coach Willie Green, plus some key players, Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram, and many more. If you love Pelicans basketball, don't miss Newell and Deuce at Pelicans Media Day Monday, 10 to 1, on your home for Pelicans basketball, WWL. And I know that'll be fun. I know it's going to be fun for you because I know you're a big fan, and we're going to talk Pelicans, you know, a little bit later in the show, but that's going to be a big day.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because they leave basically that day and they open training camp, or at least I guess it's technically camp.
Yeah.
In Nashville. Yeah, in Nashville. And I think they're going to be at Belmont, if I remember correctly. I think they're at Belmont. And it's always intriguing. I'm excited. WWL gets to broadcast the games this year, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, and man, if that group can stay healthy,
man,
they got a shot.
They got a shot. And Zion, we'll talk more about it, but Zion said it is just straight vengeance. And I was like, wow, man, straight up vengeance. I was like,
he's got a little built up that he wants to unleash it. So I think we're all waiting.
Right.
You know, I think we're all excited and we're waiting. And so, it's gonna be a pretty good run. It's gonna be busy though for us.
Oh yes,
it's gonna be a pretty good run.
It will be. So back to the Saints and Falcons. We've talked about Alvin. We've talked about DeMario Davis. So new today was Chris Olave hamstring questionable. He was limited today, but it happened, you know, during practice. So that's new. Let's talk about Olave first. Man, coming off just a huge game, 6 catches, and he doesn't have the touchdown late. Man, he's just been everything.
Yeah, and he has been starting to get himself going. Didn't have the big numbers week one, but the last 2 weeks he's starting to get a lot more involved, and a lot of the throws that he and Derek have been connecting on, I thought that there was a good chance, and obviously if he's able to go, there's a good chance that they can still kind of work it. And what's interesting is you're playing a very good back end defense, particularly the two safeties of Atlanta, and so you're going to need Chris Olave, if he's able to go, to be at the top of his game, if not at closest possible at the top of his game. And that's one to monitor over the next couple of days. Hopefully it's something that he can get to calm down as far as the hamstring is concerned.
So the kind of foundational injury story of the week has been the offensive line for both teams. Both teams centers out, IR, Eric McCoy and Drew Dahlman for Atlanta. And then there was Cesar Ruiz with the knee injury. He didn't practice. He is out. And Atlanta's tackle, Caleb McGarry, same MCL, he is out as well. So two offensive linemen of your starting five, both out in both offenses, who kind of run this wide zone, I don't like to say similar, but, similar foundational styles. So let's just talk about So last week, Lucas Patrick moved from left guard to center. They pulled up Shane Lemieux, who did a lot of, took a ton of snaps at camp, to the active, signed Chris Reed. So the question is, do you keep Patrick at left guard, Lemieux at center, Ali Udo at right guard, where you're kind of impacting two positions, or do you put Patrick back at center? That's what he did on Sunday.
Well, you got left guard now thrown in since Caesar isn't available as well. No, I'm just saying from the game, because Caesar was able to play the complete game.
Right.
So the question becomes, and this is going to be one for the Saints coaches, how many positions do we want to affect?
Right.
I know what you were saying.
Yeah.
But it's how many positions do we want to affect?
If you keep Patrick at left guard, put Lemieux at center, now you've impacted two. If you put Lucas Patrick at center and somebody else at left guard and somebody at right guard, now you're impacting three.
Correct.
So you...
How can you limit it? They don't pay me and you enough to figure that out.
So my thought would be Shane Lemieux. He's a veteran. Because you've had a week. It's different than when it's third play of the game.
Correct. Correct. No, I agree with the line of thinking 100%. Because if I can practice with him at that position, then now I feel a lot more comfortable. He's able to hear the calls. He's studying it. He understands it. He and Derek are on the same page, going through it. Obviously, Lucas Patrick is there. He's hearing the calls. He's probably getting the same reps. And, you know, my biggest thing is how can I impact the least amount of positions?
Right.
How can I impact the least amount of positions? And so whether it's Udo, whether it's Landon Young, here's what's interesting as well. When you look at the injury report, Landon Young, when you go back a week ago, he didn't practice at all.
Right.
This week he's able to practice. So whether he's at left guard, whether he's at right guard, he's going to be in the mix. He's going to be in the mix. And then obviously Udo is going to be in the mix as well, you know, just depending on what you do with that center position to the other guard position. And so it's just trying to find the best combination of where they feel the most comfortable as far as system of what they want to do. And I will – here's one thing when I look at the offenses. They're very similar, very similar. Atlanta likes to cut block a little bit more than New Orleans does, than the Saints do. And basically what that is you know, getting up on the linebackers and throwing their bodies into the legs of the linebackers. That's basically what Atlanta likes to do. It's not illegal. And then even on the backside, the Saints will cut some, but they don't do it a ton. That's what Atlanta's going to do. Atlanta's going to cut you down on the backside and cut those linebackers.
So watching the Monday night game, and this is what the broadcasters were talking about, just because it was so evident. This is after Dahlman and McGarry went out. Then, you know, they weren't able to kind of dictate what they wanted to do running the football with the zone. So you saw more and more of Cousins in the shotgun, and it's not really what they really want to do. And it's not, you know, you're not really playing to his strength with that offense, but that's, you lose two offensive linemen. Guess what? We've been there. We know exactly what you have to do. So I guess where I was going was that with Cousins, man, just kind of like Dak a little bit, just hit him, right? Just get in his face, muddy the pocket.
Well, I mean, he's not as mobile as Dak.
Right.
He's coming off an Achilles injury. And so not having your center and not having your right tackle, how can I affect the quarterback? And that was even before. If it was the starters
same
out
thing,
there.
Right. Dahlman
the
and McGarry.
Yeah, if the starters were out there, it was still going to be how can I affect the quarterback? Because he's coming off an Achilles injury. So he's not going to be the most mobile guy. Now here's the problem that comes in. This is year what? 13, 14?
Yep, 13.
13 for Kirk. He's seen every look.
Right.
This is not his first time playing against you either. So he's seen every look. So you're not going to trick him too many times. Now, you'll be able to get him with some looks, you know, particularly with some zone blitz stuff. But you're not going to get him with, hey, I'm bluffing on this side. You know, I'm showing you one thing and we're going to do something else. You may be able to get him on some zone blitz looks like that. But if I'm running zero, I'm running zero. And I'm coming after you. I got one more than you've got. You've got to get the ball out of your hands. Now I'm basically telling my guys on the back end, you got to cover. You got to cover. You've got to do a good job of covering. And if the ball gets off, you've got to tackle. We can't have third and whatever on three different occasions and miss the tackles. I mean, we were in position. It's one thing if you aren't in position, but we were in position. And we didn't come up with those tackles. That cannot happen. That cannot happen.
So, from a skill position, Bijan Robinson, of course, you know, 48 carries, 196 yards, also 11 receptions. Drake London, a touchdown in each of his last two games. Kyle Pitts, you know, you can't compare tight end week three to, oh, all of a sudden, tight end in week four. But ironically, the guy who has been the most damaging?
Mooney.
Darnell Mooney.
Speed.
They of their top 10 explosive plays, he has five of them.
Yep.
Five. Drake has one and Pitts has one. He's got five.
Yeah, it's his speed because all of the attention goes to the other guys. You know that they're going to draw all of the attention. And Mooney just, okay, you're going to put your third best on me? I can beat your third best. And normally he's going to do it. And so I like the matchup for the Saints, you know, particularly on the back end. That's where you feel like that you're the best. I think that you have to be physical with Kyle Pitts. You know, I think that I don't know if he likes to play physical. And then with Bijan Robinson, man, I got to hit him. If I'm the Atlanta Falcons, I am trying to isolate the Saints linebackers and or safeties with Bijan Robinson. And so for me, I've got to hit him. I've got to be physical with Pitts. And then with the other receivers, you know, I like the matchups. I like the matchups for the Saints. And you talk about Drake, a big receiver that wants to be physical. That wants to be physical. You know, I think that fits in what we want to do. And then Mooney, you know, he's a fast, quicker guy. We've played against him. You got to understand what he likes to do. You know, he's a guy that can take the top off of your defense, but as well, he can do some things underneath. You can't just think that, oh, man, this guy's a throw-in guy. He can play.
Would you do – with Drake London, maybe what we talked about with Dallas, and I know Marshawn ended up not playing, Marshawn and Drake just stay on him?
Yes and no. I'm okay with Paulson Adebo matched up against Drake London because I think that fits Paulson's profile with being physical with the receiver. I'm okay. I mean, you don't have to travel. Marshawn doesn't have to travel with Drake London, you know, and so I'm okay with either of our corners being in that matchup. Now, it may be a certain situation I have him travel, but for the whole game, for me, I don't have to travel Lattimore with Drake London.
Philadelphia with Vic Fangio and that defensive front now, you know, Dennis Allen said, well, you know, it's a copycat league and we can expect to see
that. You're going to see it.
Yeah.
You're going to see it.
Six in the box for the most part. 6-1 is really
– Yeah, not
it's 5-1.
Yeah, it's not just six in the box. It's six on the line of scrimmage.
Right.
It's not just six in the box. I mean, because there's a half a safety and then there's a Mike linebacker that's in the box. But it's six guys on the line of scrimmage. And I think the Saints will have a lot better answer this week to that look. I mean, because it starts with cutting the defense in half. You can't approach it to where each guy – In essence, yes, each guy has to be able to get his block, but you have to look at it as we're going to cut this defense in half.
All right. Vertically?
Vertical, yes.
Left or right?
Either way.
You're picking on a side at that point.
You pick on a side.
Right.
You pick on a side. The other thing that I think against these two defensive tackles, David Onyemata and Grady, I think that you can run some power and some counter at these two guys. And what I mean by that, you can double team these two defensive tackles. That was a problem,
yeah.
Particularly last week, you know, with Jordan Davis and as active as Carter was. Now, you know, Davis is still a strong young man. He may be a little older, but he's still strong, and Grady's still a really, really good player as well. But I like some of those matchups when you talk about some duos and some powers inside running. But also, for me, you've got to cut the defense in half. I mean, if my center is there, I'm cutting it. If I'm running right, I'm cutting it from center or left guard over my backside tackle. Hey, look, you. There'll be two to one on the backside, but I'm not necessarily worried about blocking those guys like I would in some instances.